Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Hello, once again. This is the Director's Cut. My name is Alan T, and welcome you along to as we continue this series of all I can say is great music shows here on Talk Radio Europe. Now, if you miss any of the shows, you can now check us out on the Audio Boom, and also you can pick us out of Spotify. And music links will be coming shortly on Amazon Music in TRE jukebox. So look forward to that. Well, this week we feature Kill Bill. Volume 1, or Part 1, whatever you want to call it. Well, Quentin Tarantino is a self-proclaimed vinyl nerd, a collector who often conceptualizes scenes by sorting through his stacks for the perfect sound. Well, Kill Bill Volume 1 original soundtrack is the soundtrack to the first of the two-part Quentin Tarantino film, Kill Bill, and it came out in September the 23rd, 2003. My goodness me, so long ago. Well, it reached 45 on the Billboard 200 album chart and number one on the soundtracks chart. It was organized and mostly produced and orchestrated by Reza, or RZZ, from the Wu-Tang Clan, real name Robert Fitzgerald Diggs, better known by his stage name, of course, as Reza, an American rapper, actor, filmmaker, and, of course, here, record producer. Well, his Kill Bill films are breathless acts of pastiche, splicing together interpretations of that blaxploitation, spaghetti western, martial arts, and even molded into a Uma Thurman's pursuit of vengeance. I think you're all going to recognize, and I tell you also, a lot more instrumentals this week than usual.
Radio.
The Battle Within from Toyo Soya Hotel and Twisted Nerve there, Bernard Herrmann, highly recognisable. As I said, a lot of this music today is instrumental, but very enjoyable. Well, both volumes, they swing wildly from Louis Bakalov's sombre old West mix of strings and harmonica to the irrepressible thrust of Isaac Hayes' Run, Fay, Run. From the pan flute vibes of Georgia Zimfer to the funk rock bombast of the Japanese guitarist, as you heard there, Toyo Soya Hotel. Bits of dialogue and incidental music from Raza weave these fragments together, turning the sets into a personal listening sessions of Tarantino's cherished finds. Well, it continues. The Green Hornet, no less.
You're listening to Talk Radio Europe.
Alan T. on the Director's Cut.
You're listening to the music from Kill Bill Volume 1 and highly recognisable pieces of music, I'm sure, but you know where they're from. Do you remember Ironside? Well, I think you recognise this.
Thank you.
Lonely Shepherd from Jorge Zimfa. Wow. This is the music of Kill Bill 2. Let's continue with more great, great memories and sounds from that remarkable film, I have to say.
Talk Radio Europe.
Well, another feature track from the movie Kill Bill Volume 1 has to be the sound of Isaac Hayes. And Run, They Run. Well, it's all kicking off now with the Crazy Eight as they have their Bannister fight. This is Kill Bill on the Director's Cut, Talk Radio Europe. Having dispatched all of the Crazy Eight, well, I think so, this is now the Grand Duel.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, nearly two decades on, the results feel prescient of our current curator culture, in which you're allowed an intimate peek into a sharp mind. Frank Mills and the Music Box Dancer. We'll be right back.
I'm just a soul.
Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Santa Esmeralda before that. Crane from White Lightning and then Music Box Dancer from Frank Mills. Three in a row from the soundtrack of Kill Bill Volume 1. We know it was a collaboration. Well, he had the idea and vision when he wrote the script. We're talking about Tarantino, of course. He said, I think I was more of a somebody that kept it in the guidelines of what I wanted. He said, here go the eggs, the milk, the cake, the sugar, everything. And I'm going to stir it up. Put this in the oven, watch it, take it out in 45 minutes. Now, I'm going to take it out in 45 minutes or am I going to fall asleep? I made sure it got out and if I saw something wrong with it, I fixed it. So when we saw it, it was like the cake. Well, this is the music. And we continue now as we just heard there, Crane with White Lightning. Well, that was part of the original score and it's not really a song. A lot of that stuff is what I use to keep the vibe going between songs. And it's a piece of music that Quinton wanted in the soundtrack, was originally set for a Metallica track. Well, it stayed in. This is Talk Radio. My name is Alan T. We'll be back after the break with Seven Notes in Black.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Who's that, Alan?
Alan! Al! Alan! Alan!
Now, here comes the music.
Thank you.
Probably the most memorable track from the movie Kill Bill Volume 1. It's the 5, 6, 7, 8. Great, great sound. And woohoo, woohoo. Yes, we can all do it. I know. Don't try to get on. This is the director's cut here on Talk Radio. And don't forget that you can now sort of pick us out. You can get all of the programs if you go to the Audio Boom site. And I tell you what, I saw it first time on the weekend. Thanks very much to Julia, who put it all together for me, for us, I should say. And also to my my tremendous producers, Maddie and Daisy, who put all of the music for me into the system, and I sort of can check it out, and then I can come to you and talk like this and, you know, enjoy it. Let's continue now as we get close to the end of the film, but also we will continue with some strange sounds to play us out. I think you're going to like this one. This is called The Flower of Carnage. Aha, nice title. Kill Bill Volume 1 on the director's cut, and we're back with Isaac Hayes. This is Truck Turner.
Truck Turner. Morgan Jones would hit him.
Santana!
There's some pimps in that grave.
Who threw those pimps away?
Santana!
There's a girl that's so fine with stars in her eyes. Who did she love and who loved her?
Santana!
If you had to guess why she left you alive, what would be your guess?
Guessing wouldn't be necessary. She informed me. She said I could keep my wicked life for two reasons.
As I said before, I've allowed you to keep your wicked life for two reasons. And the second reason is so you can tell him in person everything that happened here tonight. I want him to witness the extent of my mercy by witnessing your deformed body. I want you to tell him all the information you just told me. I want him to know what I know. I want him to know. I want him to know. And I want them all to know. They'll all soon be as dead as a rat.
Well, the voices of David Carradine and Uma Thurman, You're My Wicked Life. That's it for this week. Thanks so much for your time, and I hope you've enjoyed the music. And we're going to play out with Ai Gionona Del Ila. This was composed by Riz Ortolani, and it also appeared in Django Unchained. You might recognize this from both movies. I'll be back next time with Kill Bill Volume 2. Enjoy. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.